If then, says Eshet.
Conry looks at her sharply, waiting for her to explain the remark. He feels an odd chill. Somewhere deep in his mind, a girl's plaintive voice is calling his father's name. Eshet extends her hand, offering him something wrapped in a scarf. He puts his hand on the object but does not take it from her. It is the Madeglin, O'Julon's priceless blade.
You need this more than I do, she says.
Condry shakes his head.
We are rich enough, he says.
Keep it. Find a good buyer, someday when it's safe.
Someday,
she turns to the east.
Your uncle spotted the caravan with your scope. It's not too far ahead. The old woman thinks we can catch it by midday.
And 3 days later you'll be gone. Eshet reaches for him, then checks herself, touching him only with her eyes. Condry meets her gaze, and for some reason they both smile. He crosses to Mektu and bends down.
Anything broken?
Mektu shakes his head.
Still got a tongue in that mouth?
Mektu nods.
That's too bad.
The remark earns him a ghastly grin. Condry holds out his hand, and after a few blinks, Mektu takes it and rises, stretching. Condry steps back and lifts his hands above his head. He gives 3 loud claps, and the others fall silent. Facing Mektu, he bows as low as he can.
Congratulations, brother, on the performance of a lifetime.
There is laughter. Immoderate laughter. Even Condry is laughing, his back turned firmly to the 7th Legion, clear morning light in his eyes.
What's wrong with us? Are we crazy? He thinks.
Death all around us, and we can't stop with the jokes.
It was a performance, wasn't it? Asks Chindelin.
Silence again. Condry glances at the edge of the cliff, thinking of Stilts's cry. Mektu turns to face the smith.
Uncle, he says, will you step over here?
Chindelin frowns. He sidles a little closer. Mektu points at his own ear.
Have a look, will you? Anybody in there who doesn't belong?
The smith cuffs the back of his head. Then he guffaws and embraces Mektu and kisses both his bloody cheeks. The whole party is roaring.
My nephew is a genius!
Shouts Chindelin, one arm tight around his shoulders. Condry hugs him next. Weak from mirth and violence, the brothers hold each other, swaying like dancers, or like boxers in a clinch.
You haven't answered the question, says Condry.
Mektu's look says he's aware of that.
Come on, says Eshet. We have a caravan to catch.
This concludes Master Assassins by Robert V.S. Reddick, narrated by Eric Michael Summerer. Copyright 2018 by Robert V.S. Reddick. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Skyhorse Publishing, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit Tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.